But I want to try to sing something before we get it back into that, what we started on this morning. Brought me a little hymn book here. It's got a lot of oldies but goodies in there. And I'll tell you what, I've never heard that song, brother, that y'all just sang, but I like that. Amen. I'll tell you what. That first birth made all kinds of announcements, and people got real excited about it. But really, it don't mean nothing like that second one. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. I tell you, I like that. That had a good message in it. I'm going to try to sing tonight. I talked to Brother Reese and Ada. And I said, you know, I feel like I'd like to sing a little something about the rapture. And I don't, you didn't want to offend nobody. You don't go to hold this church. You just don't know what in the world people believe when you get on to that subject. And he said, well, I just believe the Lord can come anytime, you know. I said, you sound just about like I did. Yes. I don't think I'm going to hurt anybody's feelings, but sing it.
That's all right.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
We said, what all are they getting in?
Thank you.
I'm not an old man, but I'm not real young either. And I find out, Brother Reed, the longer I'm here, the less I really care much about this place.
Amen.
I know God created this place for us to live in and to dwell in. But since sin's entered into this world, it's just not hardly fitting to live in,
no,
you know?
No.
Amen. But I'm glad that there's a place prepared for those that love Him. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The book of Revelations again tonight. We started this subject, and like I told the brothers a while ago for church, I said, when we get into the revelation of Jesus Christ, we can go a long ways. Amen. I mean, there's just so much in the scripture. But I'm going to do my best tonight to hurry through this. I seem like the more that I dwell on it, the bigger it gets, you know. It's just, it's almost like a youngin' in a candy store, and he gets a sack full of candy, you know, and it looks good, and they just drop a few extras in there, but He starts nibbling on that. Ain't long, his old belly's just got all it can hold, but he's got so much more in the bag he likes to eat, you know.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way I feel tonight. I feel like the little boy with a bag full. Amen. But the more I munch on it, it tastes good. Amen. And I like to dig in the Scriptures. I love the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yep.
This is our strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I want to try to dig a little deeper here tonight. I hope I didn't go over your head this morning. Amen. But we've been talking about Jesus Christ, and the Bible, book of Revelation is called the Revelation of Jesus Christ to John. Amen. Or to St. John in my Bible, they call him. But it's the Revelation of Christ to John. And Jesus tells John in the first chapter to write all of these things down. And to give these things that I've written and I've spoken to you, he said, to give these to the churches. Amen. So this is the revelation of Jesus Christ to John. And it is laid, and it's told to John to give this revelation to the church. Amen. And so when we have that understanding, keep that in mind, that this is Christ's revelation to his people.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I feel like we need to understand some things, amen, about this revelation if we're going to have a complete conception of who God is and a complete concept of who Jesus Christ is in the Scripture. Amen. This is the final revelation that we have of Jesus. Amen. This is the last book of the Bible, the last and last book that contains red letters in the Bible. Amen. The last book where Jesus speaks to us, amen, personally, amen, and audibly in the Bible. I know the Bible is written, is inspired of God. As he moved on holy men of old, they were inspired by the Holy Ghost, amen. They moved on those holy men of old. I realize every word in here is the Word of God, amen, but these are personal words given to John, and John is to write them down as he hears them from the lips of Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So we find that in this revelation, I stopped this morning, chapter 2 and chapter 3. I mentioned in chapter 1 that chapter 1 was a revelation to John. Remember this morning, some of you weren't here. I'll just briefly try to catch up. Chapter 1 is dealing with the revelation of Jesus Christ to John on the Isle of Patmos. Remember, I'm in the Spirit of the Lord's day. He heard a voice. He looks back behind him. I'm just paraphrasing. Amen. Looks behind him and he sees him. Amen. Now you got to understand, this experience is different than the last time that we see John. I mean, one of the last times that we see him with the Lord, the Bible said that he laid his head on his breast. You remember that?
Yeah.
Huh? And during the ministry of Christ in his, we dealt with the Gospels, amen, primarily expressing the ministry of Christ in his humanity as he come to this earth, the human flesh. He was God made manifest in the flesh, the Son of God that came to us, amen, to walk among men. Amen. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh, so that in the flesh, amen, he could condemn sin in the flesh. Aren't you glad he done that? Amen. He showed, you know what, when he condemned sin in the flesh, brother, he showed me, Brother Randall, that if he could do it, I can do it.
Come on now.
Amen. If he can live above sin in the flesh, and if he can condemn sin in the flesh, guess what? Amen. He didn't do it because he was God. He condemned sin in the flesh because he relied on the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And guess what? If you're going to overcome sin in the flesh, if you're going to condemn it in the flesh, you too must walk in the Spirit, that you too shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Yes, amen. You've got to walk in the Spirit. Amen. Like he walked in the Spirit. Amen. You must not obey the dictates and the lust of the flesh. Amen. You must overcome it through the power of the Holy Ghost. That is the way Jesus overcame. Amen. The Bible says that, Hebrews says that he is our forerunner. Amen. That little word forerunner means one that went ahead of us and ran the same race that you and I run.
Yep.
And as our forerunner, he ran that race perfectly. And showed us that it can be done.
Humankind had never seen a man run the race perfectly before. Amen. But now we have a man. When people say you can't be perfect, amen, in the flesh. Well, Jesus was perfect in the flesh. Yep. Amen. He wasn't no different than me. He hurt when you pinched him just like I do. He had feelings like I do. He was tempted at all points just like I am. Amen. Yeah, without sin. Hallelujah. Right. Woo! Yep. Praise God. So we find John when John has the revelation of Christ in the flesh and human form. Amen. The God man, when he sees him there, he lays on his breast. Amen. And he loves him. John was the beloved. And Jesus loved him. And he loved Christ. And there was such a closeness and a bond. But you see, he don't see Christ in his earthly ministry now. Now he sees him. Amen. His head and his hairs were white like wool. Amen. As white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet are like unto fine brass, as if burned in a furnace, and his voice a sound of many waters. He had in his right hand the churches, the seven stars. Yep. And out of his mouth, amen, went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And John said, when I saw him, I didn't lay my head on his breast this time. Yep. But now when I see him, I fall at his feet as dead. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yeah. You know what? I mentioned this morning that a lot of people want to keep Jesus in the Gospels. Amen. They want to keep him in human in his humanity. Amen. And realize, just recognize that he was the meek and lowly Jesus, the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. But that's not him now, folks. As he's revealing himself to the church. Amen. John said, when I saw him, amen, with the churches in his hand, I could do nothing but fall at his feet as one that is dead. Oh, I'm telling you, I wish to God we could get a new revelation, a deeper understanding of who Jesus Christ is. I wish we could go back to understand that Jesus Christ, amen, is all-knowing and all-powerful. And he is the mighty God. He is the judge of all. Amen. Oh, great God. Amen. We are missing this concept of Jesus in our churches.
Yes.
We're missing the concept, amen, that He's not here, amen, just to rub and soothe us while we live wicked lives. Amen. God winked at our sin and our ignorance once, but now he commands every man everywhere to repent. Are you hearing me? Amen. This God of heaven, this Christ of glory, amen, is commanding us to repent. Amen. I would to God that we could get a new insight on Jesus to where the church would one more time fall at his feet as dead and say, woe is me, I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell among a people of unclean lips. Oh, my hands, my feet, my eyes, my body is filthy because of this wicked world around me. Oh, if the church could come back to that realization. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Oh, that we could come back to that. Amen. We have preached such a watered-down Christ. Amen. Amen. It's because we fail to see the totality of the revelation of Jesus. Amen. 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 I mentioned this morning how easy it is for men to build golden calves. Amen. And just choose the good things about God and put it in that calf. Amen, to represent their God. Amen. But I want to tell you, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to illustrate what I'm talking about. Amen. Y'all may sing the song around here. I hope you don't, but if you do, amen, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but if I do, so be it. But there's a song we sing back home. I guess why I don't sing it no more. There's a song we sing back home that says, God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. I know y'all ain't never heard that chorus. God is good. Oh, you know he is. He's good all the time. Amen. You can search the world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. Amen. You know, that sounds pretty good, don't it?
Yeah.
We tap a foot.
And we go, woo! I mean, we have a good, you know what? We do have a good God.
Yes.
We have a good God, Brother Randall.
Right.
But you know what my Bible says? It says, to behold the goodness of the Lord. Just leave it right there. Hey, what Romans says. Read again. It says, behold the goodness and, can you quote the severity of the Lord? Huh? You see, we like God to be good all the time. How good was God when he made hell?
Come on, brother. Come on.
How good was God? Was those creatures that were bound for that eternal abyss, are they tapping their foot going, oh, God is good. Oh, yes, he is. He's good all the time. Are they still so good? Is that what they're singing in hell tonight? God is good. You know, I'm not saying God is wicked or evil. Now, don't get me wrong. Amen. But sometimes in our theology, we tend to want to forget, amen, that God is not only good, but he's also severe. He's a God of great goodness and love, but he's also a God that will not tolerate iniquity. He's a God that does not tolerate sin of any kind. He's a God that demands his subjects to repent and to turn from evil. Amen. And if we do not, we will face the wrath and the judgment of this God that we sing about as being good all the time. Amen. You see, we want a God that's like Santa Claus. We want a God, we want a golden calf. That's just, he's a God of strength. He's a God of separation. He wants us to be separated from the world. But he just ain't going to judge us for all of our sin. You see, that's holiness's calf. I mentioned that this morning. That's our calf. Amen. We got the separation and we got the goody goodies out of God. Amen. And I will tell you, he ain't going to tolerate your sin just because you've got an outward symbol of separation from the world. He ain't going to tolerate your iniquity either.
No.
No. You think you can slip around, amen, sneak around, and do around all the things that God says do not do? I'm telling you, you will face the same wrath as the woman that's got her hair chopped off to her ears.
Yeah, come on, preach.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's right.
You'll face the same wrath as the homosexual in Hollywood and in San Francisco. You will face the same God, amen, of anger and of judgment. Amen. If you too, amen, fail to keep the commandments of God. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Amen. It seems like we have grown so lax in 2010. Amen. In our morals, Pentecostals and holiness, morality has been thrown to the wind.
Amen. Come on, love.
Amen. We have hid a lot of lust underneath holiness garb.
Yes, sir.
But your holiness garb will not save that heart. Amen. That's exceedingly sinful. Amen. It's going to take more than you just dressing this thing up, friend. And let me tell you, I love holiness dress. Don't you dare. Amen. Don't you dare say, Brother Cahill, preach against all. I love holiness dress. Amen. We live it. We live it. We dress it. My wife does not cut her hair. My little girls do not cut their hair. Amen. They do not wear pants. They don't wear so much as the spit of their skirt. They wear loose-fitting clothes. We make sure, they live and dress holiness. But I'm telling you, if we can do all of that and still have an old wicked heart of iniquity that does not get it filled lost in sin. Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus looks at these churches, amen, and he says to them, I know your works. You ain't hiding anything from me.
Amen.
Amen. This meek and lowly Jesus, this mild Savior that John finds comfort in leaning upon his breast, amen, when he was upon this earth, this same Jesus who has the fiery eyes, the feet as brass and shines like the noonday sun, he tells even that church at Thyatira, he said, there's a woman in your church, and her name is Jezebel.
Yeah.
And that woman is teaching my church to commit fornication.
Yeah.
And he said,
heal her with death. I gave her a place to repent, and she repented not. I'm telling you, that's the Christ of the revelation. That's the Christ that you and I need to know. And that we've had the easy, breezy grace so long that we forgot that our God is a holy, righteous God that demands holiness out of his subjects. Amen.
Yeah. He says, I'm going to kill her children with death. I gave her space to repent. She wouldn't do it. You know, he's given us spaces to repent, and some of us ain't doing it.
Come on, preacher.
We think we can go on and on and on and on. Amen. With our little space. I want to tell you, we're not space.
Come on.
Amen. When God, when this Jesus is through, amen, there ain't nothing but death awaits. Amen. There ain't nothing. I mean, when sin is finished, amen, you know what it brings forth, don't you? Amen. That when God, amen, gives us that space, amen, he might give you a day, he may give you a week, he may give you a year, he might give you 10 years, but when that space is up, amen, there's nothing but death alive at the door. There's nothing but hell and destruction that lies at the door. If you refuse and harden your heart and think that you can conceal wickedness, amen, beneath the holiness dress code.
Amen.
Oh God. Oh God. I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. I don't want to get out of the flesh.
Come on, Tom.
But God knows I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh God. Amen. Amen. Sadly, when we end the church age, amen, I believe it ends at the last of the third chapter of Revelation. Amen. I think me and Brother Breed would agree with that. A lot of folks don't, but I think it ends right there. But I want to tell you, friend, it's a sad state of affairs the way she ends. Because she's standing at the door of that Laodicean church, and he's a knocking. He's a knocking. And they don't want to open the door and let him in. You know why they don't want to let him in? They don't know that that's Christ out there.
All right, come on.
They've made up their mind that that golden calf sitting on their altar is good enough for them.
Come on. Yeah, this is good enough.
That God is good. That's, he's good all the time. That's the God we want to serve, Brother Reed.
Uh-huh.
We don't want that when it knocks on the door. It makes us feel uncomfortable.
Right.
We don't want him coming in.
We don't want him in.
And that's when our little pet peeve, our little sin, and our little hidden fault, and our secret sin. Oh, no. We don't want him coming in and looking us down the way and seeing that hidden devil down in our heart, that little demon that controls us and manifests itself in us. He don't want to, we don't want those flaming eyes of fire piercing through us and looking at us and saying, I know thy works. We don't want that. We don't want that.
No, no.
Because you see this golden calf, not only can he not speak, but he can't see you either.
Right. Amen.
Can't see you. Amen. He don't have eyes of fire. He's just good all the time. Are you hearing me?
Come on,
the little calf is good to us all the time. He does what we want him to do. Amen. He puts food in our kitchen when we ain't got a dime. The little calf does.
Come on,
he puts food in our kitchen. Amen. He meets all our needs. Amen. According to his riches and glory of Christ Jesus. Amen. He's always doing good things for me. And I'm always talking about how good he is to me. Amen. You know, that Christ out there is just as good as that calf. He is. He's just as good as that calf. Amen. But he's a whole lot more than just what that calf is.
Amen.
He's a whole lot more than that calf.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's better than that calf.
Amen.
Amen. I think the devil will love you to death all the way to hell.
Yeah, he will.
You'll get all the way to hell.
Yeah, he will.
The false security. You're talking about that poor church, that eternal security the devil will not bring. He'll give you a false sense of security all the way to your damnation. Why? Because, amen, he'll be good to you if you want. I'm telling you, I don't want the devil showering blessings on me. If I have to be like David and say, yeah, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Amen.
Why? Because his rod and his staff have comforted me. Oh, I don't want a God that's got a rod and a staff. You know what they use a staff for? They reach out there and grab them, them by the neck, and they drug them away from things that's going to harm them. Huh? You think that shepherd's hook was just for that shepherd that's 20 years old and strong? And, you think it's just for him to be out there leaning on it? No. There's a use for that. There's a reason that little hook's on the end of that stick. Huh?
Amen.
Jesus has one of them rods. And he just gently reaches out there, and he's trying to get us away from danger.
Amen.
But you see, we're stubborn and bullheaded. Amen. And a lot of us ain't sheep anyhow. We're just a lot of goats that lead anything and everything out in our sheep will lead everything out there. The
goat
will. Huh? Goat will eat anything you throw at him. But the sheep, he's real selective. He just likes that tender green grass. Amen. But that goat will eat anything and everything. Amen. You find folks, they'll nibble a little bit here on holiness, Brother Reed, and then they're down the road nibbling on some worldly mess down there, and then they're over here at the Baptist nibbling on that, and then they go down here to something else and nibble on that, and they're at some worldly concert nibbling on that. I'll tell you, that's a goat, friend. That ain't no sheep.
Right?
Oh, that's just an old goat. Amen. If you think you're going to get nourishment just nibbling here and there, amen, you just better find out what you are.
Yeah.
You better examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith or not.
Yeah.
Huh? Amen. I don't feel good. I don't particularly feel good being entertained by a bunch of painted up Jezebels.
Right.
Swapping husbands and wives.
Right.
Amen. Smoking cigarettes and getting up there trying to entertain me with some gospel song. I don't feel good about that.
No.
Huh?
No.
Ooh, it's quiet now.
Amen.
But you see... Amen. Jesus said, I know your works, you see. Amen. He said, John, you write these things down. You know what? I ain't writing them down tonight. I'm preaching them. I'm telling you, God's got a message for this hour. There's a word from the Lord for the people of God, and we need to have ears to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. We need to have ears to hear. Amen. Oh, how we need ears to hear. Oh, God. We'll listen to everything but the truth.
Come on, bro.
Amen. But I got to hurry on because I don't want to end on this note. Amen. But I want to emphasize it. Revelations 4 and 5, those two chapters. Amen. As I was reading through there last night, I just done a quick scan through the whole book of Revelation. I laid there in my bed last night just reading. I said, God, what's this mean? What are you revealing to us about Christ in these chapters? Amen. As I was reading 4 and 5. Amen. Amen. We find the revelation of Jesus Christ to those in heaven before the throne. That would be the elders, the angels, and the saints. Huh? And what was that revelation to those that were around the throne? And I believe the raptured church is in there too, Brother Reed. I believe that we're right there within 24 elders around the throne. But what was that revelation? Amen. That revelation of Jesus was this. He was the worthy Lamb.
Amen.
Who's worthy to unloose the seal, open the book, to receive the book and open the seals thereof. And they said, there's only one. Here he is. He's the Lamb as it had been slain.
Yes.
And he comes out, amen, from amongst them. He goes up to that throne. And he takes the book and he begins to open the seals thereof. Amen. And when he does that, amen, oh, the shouts and the accolades and the glory of heaven, amen, showers upon him, thou art worthy. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's the worthy Lamb.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen, you know what? Amen, I don't have to get to heaven and be around the throne to realize that. Amen, right here tonight, I understand that truth. He ought to reveal that to your heart. Amen. Some of us are awful quiet when we worship. I'm not trying to promote amen, fanaticism and people getting hurt. But I'm telling you, amen, we ought to be a little more thankful and shout a little louder and give God a little more praise because he's worthy.
Yeah.
Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, we can see how worthy our God is. How worthy our Christ is. He's worthy of all the blessing, the glory, the honor, the praise. Hallelujah. Our Christ is the worthy Lamb. Hallelujah. Our Christ is the worthy Lamb. Revelation 6 and 7. I'm going to hurry. Amen. Amen. The chapter 6 and chapter 7 We find the revelation of Jesus Christ to the wicked inhabitants.
The glory, the honor, the praise, hallelujah. Our Christ is the worthy Lamb. Hallelujah. Our Christ is the worthy Lamb. Revelation 6 and 7. I'm going to hurry. Amen. Amen. The chapter 6 and chapter 7. We find the revelation of Jesus Christ to the wicked inhabitants and rulers of the earth. Huh? He reveals himself. Let me tell you, you're not going to escape. You're not going to escape your existence without getting a revelation of who he is. So you just will get it tonight.
I'm
going to do it now.
Yeah.
Because you will get a revelation. Amen. Amen. Somewhere in your existence, you're going to get a revelation. Amen. The wicked inhabitants of the earth that are left here. Amen. During the time of the tribulation. Amen. There's a revelation of Jesus Christ to them. Amen. Amen. In Revelation 6. Amen. In verse number 12. Amen. It says, "And I beheld, and when he opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. The moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as the fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?"
Right.
Talking about a revelation of him. Huh?
Amen.
They're getting a revelation. It's better, folks, if we get it tonight.
Yes, it is.
If you're here, you're lost. Get this in your heart tonight. Don't leave here without getting a revelation of him tonight.
Right.
Does he love me, Brother Cunningham? Yes, he does. But he doesn't love that sin that's in that heart.
Right.
He doesn't love that rebellion that's in your soul. Amen. He wants to deliver you from that wickedness and that filth. And he can do it. And he alone is the only one worthy to do it.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. If you cast yourself on the mercy of God, he still saves sinners.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank God he still saves sinners. Thank God. Hallelujah. What's he save them from? He saves them from the sin. Huh? Saves them from sin. And he can do that to you tonight. Amen. They got a revelation of who Christ was, and they wanted to hide themselves in the rocks and in the mountains. They wanted to call upon those rocks to hide him from his face. Oh, God. Amen. And in these same chapters, we find that revelation of Christ, amen, is a revelation of vengeance, because he avenges the blood of those martyred saints.
Amen.
In these two chapters, 6 and 7. Amen. Who will avenge their blood? Amen. Christ steps up to the plate, and he shows himself to those wicked inhabitants that hated those that feared God. Amen. And had them martyred and killed during this time of tribulation. Amen. I want to tell you, the wrath of God is against every man that speaks evil of those who preach the truth.
Amen.
Do you think I can say what I want to about the preacher? I'm going to tell you, if he's preaching the truth, you better keep your mouth shut.
Yes,
just because you don't like what he says, just because it steps on your toe, just because you love your little pet sin, you don't want nobody exposing it, and you don't want the preacher preaching it, you better be careful.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, friend, you'll be the first to crawl in them mountains and these caves around here and say, "Hide me from the face of him." You better get a revelation tonight of Jesus.
Yes.
You better get a revelation of him tonight, friend. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation chapter number 8 and through chapter 11, amen, deals with the revelation of Jesus to his enemies. Amen. Amen. The revelation of Jesus to his enemies. Amen. Revelation 11, amen, and verse number 3 says, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses,
and they shall prophesy 2,000, amen, 200, 1,203 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before God in the earth. And if any man will hurt them, listen here, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah. Boy, preacher, that just don't sound like Jesus I thought was taught about in Sunday school. He was always so kind. Huh? He is so meek and gentle. Amen. I'm telling you what, this is the Jesus that God, that Christ told John to write about, and you send it to the church. You send this message to the church. They need to understand this is who I am. They need to understand the fullness of who I am. And when you get there, you give this letter to them. You tell them I sent it. Hey, man, this is who I am. Huh? Hey, man. I'm going to send two witnesses, and they're going to go in there. And those enemies that stand against the Word of God and stand against my witnesses, hey, my fire is going to proceed out of their mouth. It's going to destroy them.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. Oh, yeah, you might be thinking, I'll get by with it now. You ain't going to get by with it then, friend. Huh? Amen. We're out of here, and the preacher goes to preaching. Amen. In that last time, amen, in that damn great tribulation, you better pay attention to that man if you're here.
Yeah.
I pray to God nobody in this building be left behind. But if you are, amen, that man of God preaches, you better listen to what he has to say. Not that false Christ, because they'll be everywhere. Huh?
Amen.
You know how you're going to know them? Because they're going to look like that golden calf I described to you this morning. Huh?
Amen.
God is good all the time. He's a good God. Good, 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 good. He's a goody, goody God. Huh? I'm going to tell you, you better get a deeper revelation than that, friend, or you're going to be deceived, sadly
amen.
Deceived. Huh? Amen. You better get a hold of the severity of God. You better cling to it and understand. Amen. When these two men speak in this time of tribulation, amen, they mean business, and you better not contradict them.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You better not lay a finger on them. You do. Fire's coming out of heaven to devour you.
Amen.
Huh? Coming out of their mouth. The word of God they speak will be the very word that destroys and devours you.
Amen.
Oh, we don't want to see a Jesus like this, Brother Randall, we don't want to see Jesus
on,
in this light. Amen. He makes us nervous. No wonder he's out there knocking tonight. Revelations 12 through Revelations 14, these three chapters, 12, 13, and 14, deal with the revelation of Jesus to false religion and to Babylon. Huh? I'm talking about that golden calf. Amen. Revelations 13. Amen. Verses 1. Amen. Says, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Huh? Why'd they wonder after him? Because he could perform a miracle. He could heal the sick. Huh? He could raise the dead. Does that sound familiar? That sounds like the Jesus we read about in the Bible.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
But you see, there's a difference. This Antichrist, while he does many of the same things that we find Jesus Christ doing, amen, the one thing that we find about him that's mysterious is iniquity. Iniquity. The mystery of iniquity that does not already work. Huh?
Yeah.
That word iniquity means lawlessness. You see, the Antichrist is a lawless Christ. And you listen, a lawless Christ is an Antichrist. The converse is true as well.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You know what we have in church today? Amen. We have a lawless Christ being preached. Huh? No rules. He's a kind of like Outback Steakhouse. I don't know if you ever heard that. Amen. That little, on the radio, that commercial for Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right. See, that's how we like our God. That's how we like our calf. No rules, just right. But he's always good to me. No matter how I live, he's always good to me.
Right.
No matter how I do it, he don't see me, he don't hear me, he don't talk to me. No rules. It's just the way I like. Huh? We like a Christ like that. But you see, the world is lying in wait. So, oh, Brother Cunningham, you're legalistic. Amen. You better believe I am. Huh?
Amen.
You better be legal. If you're illegal, you ain't going to make it. Huh? If you're living contrary to the laws of God, amen, you ain't saved, friend.
Right.
Amen. That's a testimony that you don't love Jesus. You love a golden calf. Huh? You're living in sin and violating the law of God. Amen. The moral laws of God. Amen. You're defying the moral laws of God that are carried over into the new covenant. Amen. If you're living according to the flesh, it's tells us, amen, in the sixth chapter of Galatians. Amen. You're living in that place. I'm telling you, you are lost.
Amen.
Amen. And you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. I've got to hurry. Amen. It's a revelation to his enemies. Amen. Verse 4 says, they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast. Although the false worship. They worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 40 days and 2 months. And he opened his mouth and in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven.
Amen.
Blaspheming the true church. You know what? We hear that today. That system's already, even John said that spirit's alive and well today, in his day. Spirit of Antichrist, it's alive and well right now. In fact, it's probably more prevalent now than it's ever been in our history. Amen. That blasphemous spirit that hates everything that's holy and righteous and true and godly. Huh? That calls evil good and good evil. Huh? That's where we're at tonight, friend. And this Christ of the world worships, and the most of modern Christendom worships is the Christ that says there's no rules and everything will be fine. You don't have any rules. There's no legalism here. You don't have to abide by anything. I never did understand why people would call 1 Corinthians 11 legalism when it's not in the old law anyway. It's new covenant doctrine.
Right.
I never did understand that. Amen. I never understood why when Peter said that a woman ought to dress like holy women of old. Amen. Amen. And likewise, I'm getting all mixed up. Amen. But he said, amen, likewise, holy women of old. Amen. Nations of modest apparel. Amen. There I go. Amen. Not with broided hair and gold and pearls and costly array. Amen. I never understood why they said that's legalism. I'd say, well, was Paul legalistic? Was Peter legalistic? Huh? That's New Testament. That's not law. Amen. But we don't want any rules, no matter where they come from in the Bible.
Right.
Huh? Divorce and remarriage. We don't want any rules. Don't tell us it's adultery. Just let us go out and do what we want to do. Let me marry who I want to, preacher. Let me do what I want to do. Hey, it doesn't matter how many wives or husbands they've had. Just let me do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Let me sing. Let me preach. Let me have my place in the church. Let me teach a class. Let me do something. I want to serve my Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to serve my calf. Amen. Can I serve my calf and be on your platform, preacher? I hope to God we get some men that say no.
Yes.
No,
yes,
sir. No, sir. Not in my church. You get your calf and you get out of here.
Amen.
Huh? If you want to serve Jesus, you serve him. You come out of that darkness. Amen. But don't bring your calf in here. We don't need it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You want to come here and just sit there with your calf? That's fine. You just sit there with your calf. But we ain't in here to worship your calf.
No.
We're in here to worship our Lord.
Right.
Our
right.
Master. Our Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Our soon coming King. That's who we're worshiping. Amen. Amen. He's revealed to that false religious system and to Babylon. Amen. Chapter 14, verse 6. Amen. Says, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, saying, and having everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell upon the earth, and every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Why is this angel preaching the everlasting gospel? Huh? Because the vast majority of the earth is not hearing it. That's why they're preaching it. Huh?
Amen.
Oh yeah, God saved 144,000 evangelists during that time. Why did he save 144,000 out of the tribes of Israel? Because nobody else was preaching the truth.
Amen. Come on, yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
That's why they're there. You don't have to make no great deals out of why they're there. They're just there to preach the truth because they know why the two amen witnesses that they're there to witness and to testify because God let him take the 144 out and he's left you two more.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that God's not a gracious God. Look at all the opportunities he gives man. And I know people will fall out with me for teaching this, but look at all the opportunities that he gives man. He sends 144,000. Amen. He sends his angels to preach the everlasting gospel. Amen. And he sends two more witnesses. And then the Bible says for all of that, in all the judgment, they repented not.
Amen.
Right?
They repented not.
Amen. Huh? I don't get it. You tell me what. You're just saying that God's mean and he's ugly and he's bad. No, no, he's very gracious.
Amen.
He's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But even after all of this, man says, I will not serve you.
Yes,
I love my calf. I love my Antichrist. My antithesis of everything you stand for, because he makes me feel good.
Come on. Come on, preacher.
Revelations 15 and 16 is a revelation of Jesus Christ to nature and to this corrupt planet. You know, this world is corrupted by sin.
Amen.
This very planet that we live on, its streams and its mountains and its trees and its valleys. Everything on this planet is corrupt because of sin.
Amen.
Every animal on this globe is corrupt because of sin and iniquity.
Amen.
Sin has corrupted this planet. And Jesus Christ is going to reveal himself in the material world as well.
Amen.
Yes. In the material world. Verse 2, amen, amen, there's a revelation, amen, to men, grievous sores come upon them. There's a revelation upon the sea in verse number 3, and upon every living soul, amen, that dies within the sea. Amen, the sea gets a revelation of who Jesus is. The third angel pours out his vial upon rivers and fountains of water, they become blood. I'm talking about the revelation of Jesus, amen. It brings destruction to this cursed earth. Amen. Chapter, verse number 8 of chapter 16, the sun, amen, was given power to be out of kelter and scorch men. Amen. Because of the revelation of Jesus. Amen. The seat of the beast is visited by the revelation of Jesus, and his kingdom is full of darkness in verse number 10, to where they gnaw their tongues for pain. Amen. The great river Euphrates is visited by a revelation of Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's a vial that's poured out in the 17th verse into the air, and the very air that men breathe is visited by a revelation of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Verse number 20, verse number 18 talks about thunders and lightnings. Even the clouds are visited by a revelation. Verse 20, every island fled away. The mountains were not found. Amen. Amen. There fell upon every man great hail out of heaven. All of these things are visited by a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every one of these seals are opened. You know why they're open? Who's got the book?
Jesus.
And when that seal is open, amen. And man from beneath looks up through that book, who they're going to see. Every seal is Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's the revelation. The revelation. The revelation. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm opening those seals up to you. I'm not worthy to open that book. Amen. But that book is revealed to us here, and every seal in it is opened up for us, the church tonight, to look in there and to see what's coming upon the face of this planet. And I'm just here tonight to take the book that we have, the revelation of it, and just opening it up tonight to show you where are you at in these ages. Where is your life tonight? Where do you stand with God? Amen. When you look up, amen, what are you going to see in the day of God's visitation? Amen.
Right.
Oh, God. Revelation 17, 18. I know I'm being lengthy and I'm really trying to hurry. Is the revelation of Jesus Christ to the great whore. Amen. I tell you, I've got a lot of scriptures and I won't get into that. But we know that in 1 hour she's coming down.
Uh-huh.
In 1 hour. She that deceived the nation, she that fornicated with the kings of the earth, that mysterious Babylonian whore is going to come down in 1 hour. Amen. And she'll be visited, amen, by a revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Amen. Revelation 19 is a revelation of Jesus Christ to the beast and the false prophet. Oh, thank God. Amen. And the Bible said that they'll be cast alive into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. Amen. All of their false religion will go with them to that eternal abode. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. There'll be a day, friend, the golden calf will be thrown back into the fire. Hallelujah. Woo! There'll be a day when that false system of religion will be put back in its place. Huh? You see, that's where it came from, and she's going right back to it.
Yes,
that fire that melted her and she come out of in the beginning is a fire that she'll go back into in the end. Amen. And all those that follow after will find their abode therewith as well. Amen. Revelation chapter 20 is a revelation of Jesus Christ to the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan. Hallelujah. Oh, great God, that's shouting ground. Hallelujah. Oh, the old devil's going to have his time of visitation.
Come on, yeah.
Hallelujah. The devil's going to be visited. How many years? Amen. You'll say, amen, to that little angel. Just take him and bind him up. Amen. Hallelujah. Throw him in that bottomless pit. Amen. And he'll be there 1,000 years. He's loose just for a little season to deceive the nations one more time. Huh?
Yes.
They come against Israel that one final battle. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says the fire of God falls from heaven and consumes them in a moment.
Amen.
And then the Bible said the old serpent is cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are.
Yeah.
Not where they were and they burned up.
No.
Hell's eternal. That's where they are.
Where they are. Yeah.
1,000 years they're still there.
That's right.
They ain't burned up. They didn't disband. They said they didn't vaporize. They're still there. Huh? Amen. That's where they are. And guess what? That's where they are going to be forever and forever and forever. Amen. With the old dragon that deceived them. Hallelujah. Amen. And finally, in Revelation 21 and 22, we have the revelation of Jesus Christ in the new heaven and the new earth.
Yep.
Woo! The Bible said, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Hey! Hallelujah! The Bible said that all the sin, iniquity, pain, death, and sorrow, all those that love and make alive, the sources of all that, he's going to be with us in the city. Hallelujah! Isaiah 66 said, there was a place opened up out there, amen, and it's smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. Amen, and it was abhorred to all flesh. You know what? I thought about that one night. I thought, Lord, how could heaven be heaven with a place like that opened up out there outside of New Jerusalem? Huh? You ever thought about that? Bible says the same. It's going to be there.
Yeah.
And we're going to see the carcasses of, looked upon the carcasses of those that have rejected God. Amen. They're going to be there.
They are.
And their smoke's going to sit up. The word's not going to die, it says.
Right.
And it says to be a poor dog place. I'm praying about that one, maybe. It says to be a poor in all things. You know what's the problem? That's foreign to me. It's foreign to me. Do you know what, Brother Randall? When I get over there, I ain't a weak flesh.
Right.
I had a dream about that one night. And I saw myself there. I got a brother that's no doubt to come right now. He died instantly of politics. 21 years old, he'd been drinking. His life was a mess. He was on drugs. Amen. That cop car alongside of their little Dodge Neon going about 75 or 80 miles an hour. My brother was a passenger. On the side that God hit, he was killed instantly. And no doubt he's there. The coroner said he didn't lose any blood. So that's always a sign of all the scrapes and bumps and the cuts and things that were in his body. So he didn't lose no blood. That tells his heart stopped instantly.
Amen.
His body was full of his own blood. His heart couldn't pump it out. He said he died of a trauma wound. breaks my heart that he's probably there right now in that eternal place of the damned. And I thought, Lord, how, amen, how can I have rest and peace knowing my own brother is outside of the city? Amen, burning in that lake that burns with brimstone and fire forever. And the Lord spoke to me, said, it's an abhorrent all flesh. But you won't be flesh and blood then, son. And in that dream, I saw myself walking up to that hole. And when I looked down in it, Brother Reed, instead of crying, I was shouting, Mama, and I was rejoicing. Amen. And the Lord spoke to me and said, when you see me as I am, I want to tell you what I will be here on Brother Reed. And I see those nails in his hands.
Yep, yep.
And when he lifts up that white robe and says, look at here what I did for you. And I see that those wounds where his back was beaten until he was unbelievably unrecognizable. Amen. When I look at him, he lifts up that gown one more time and said, look at here. Amen. Look what the soldier's done to my body. Amen. And I look at the wound in his side. And when I see the scars in his feet, I'm going to tell you, amen, when I see that out there, amen, I'm going to say, thank God that all the rebels and all the and all the iniquity, all the pain and heartache, I'll never enter into this city again. Oh, why? Because I see him as he is. I see that Christ. He's a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. He was the great God that purchased men's salvation. And if man would reject a Christ like that, even we'll understand it better by and by, the old song says. It will seem just to us. It will. We don't understand things like that. Now, it hurts us. We're flesh. But then it ain't going to hurt us anymore. When we see him, just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay.
Amen.
We see him. We'll know then why the worm dieth not in that pit. They rejected him. If you die and go to hell tonight, sir, sis, you'll go there. Amen. And you'll know why you're there. You rejected this Christ that stands at the door. And he knocks with that nail-scarred hand. He says, come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
Yes,
take my yoke. Oh, that's all. I don't want that yoke. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly of heart. Amen. He stands at knock and he says, I don't want that yoke. Amen. Friend, it ain't near as bad as what you think it is. The devil paint that as a bad picture. Amen. You need to get in this altar and find that yoke tonight. Amen. Slip your life underneath its upgirdings and let it hold you and let it guide your life. Amen. You'll never be sorry. Amen. You'll never be sorry. He's the revelation of Christ in the new heaven and new earth. Amen. Revelations 21. I'm going to close real quickly. Revelations 21, verse 22. Amen. Says, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Hallelujah. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light there. You talk about light not being able to overcome darkness. Amen. Amen. Over Christmas, I was looking up at the stars in the heavens. And I was thinking about little wise men and how they traveled from a distant land. Amen. And all this saw, Brother Randall, was a little bitty glimmer of light up there in the sky. A star. But that one little speck. Go out there tonight. Look it up. And everybody, it's probably cloudy. It's been cloudy all day. The clouds break. Go out at night. Just stare at one star. And look at the insignificance of that small speck out there on that dark blackness. It's so insignificant.
Amen.
And that's what those men saw, was that little speck of light out there in that darkness. Huh?
Amen.
What was that? Amen. That was our Father bringing the first begotten into the world.
Amen.
And they saw that. Just a speck in the blackness of this old sinful earth. But that speck was enough to motivate them to walk from wherever they come from and
however many there were of them, I don't know how many it was. They walked and they walked and they followed that speck. Amen. Finally, they went to Herod and said, have you heard anything? You know anything? Amen. Amen. Herod said, I don't know nothing, but when you boys find out where you're going, you bring me word again so I can go worship. He said, what are you going to do? We're going to worship!
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, amen, if that one little old speck of light was enough, if that was enough to cause them men to agree to worship God,
yeah,
that little speck of light, I'm a big time, I'm way off out there. If that one little speck of light was enough to cause them men to worship God, I got to thinking, amen, amen, just think about the light that we have tonight. Sitting right here in this church.
Yeah.
I told you this morning, the revelation of Jesus was progressive. Amen. We know a lot more about it in Revelation than we did when we started with Matthew.
Amen.
It starts with Matthew with a little speck of light out there on the end of the dark darkness of the universe. On top of it for Revelation, he's the light that lights the entire city. And there is no need for a sun or a moon to light that
thing.
shining brighter, brighter. And time we get him over there to that New Jerusalem, they ain't even know me his son. Amen. He just lights every man.
Yep. Thank God.
He's the light of every man's way. Amen.
Come on, bro.
Woo!
Thank God.
Hallelujah. There ain't gonna be no need of those specks of light out there. Amen. He is the light. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light. Praise God. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, I'm up here just trying to shed some light on your way. Amen. You say, I don't like it, preacher. That's all right. I'm just shedding light on who he is. Amen. He's just trying to shine some light down on you. But I ain't like it. That's all right. Amen. The Christ is shedding that light tonight. And he's doing it to save your soul. He's doing it so you know who he is. And you won't have to face that judgment later.
Amen.
Let's stand tonight. Praise God. Amen. But so I'm here, I'm lost. No longer. But you're trying to be real to me. I'm grasping the Holy Ghost has convicted me. If you'll hear the Holy Ghost dealing with you tonight, I don't know who you are. He's a demon, but the demon should come. Don't you know the altar's open tonight? There's a light shining on the right path right now. Amen. It's shone brighter and brighter all during this service. Started out just as a little something this morning. That you're realizing I've got to let go of that calf of darkness. That calf of hell, I've got to let go of him. I can't serve him. No man could serve two masters. I realize that, but he'll love the one, love, hate the other. Amen. I want you to love this Christ tonight. You say, Brother Troy, I'm here. That's where I'm at. I need him. Come on. Would you come? Somebody come to the piano. Play a little something soft. I want you to play that old song, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
Just to take him at his word, however that goes. Amen. Just to know that thou art with me. He'll be with me to the end. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here? Say, I need to trust this Christ. Lay down my idol tonight. Anybody. Amen. Come on. Right now. Come on. That's me, Brother Cunningham. Amen. Amen. If it's, I'm not going to linger long. Amen. I just feel like letting you have that opportunity. Because I don't know how everybody here might be saved. I don't know. But I'm giving you that chance tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Oh. Our hearts are clear before God. I want us to find a grace. I want us to come seek this Lord, this Christ. Amen.